The snow has been chipped to give you sharp edges along the long sides of the teardrop, so to speak, and to give you a sharp point at one end. When you hold it up against a human hand, you're struck by how closely it matches the shape, although this one is unusually large and is bigger than most human hands would be. It's also been very beautifully worked, and you can see the marks of the chipping that has shaped it. A hand axe like this was the Swiss Army knife of the Stone Age, an essential piece of technology with multiple uses. The pointed end could, of course, be used as a drill, while the long blades on either side will cut trees or meat or scrape bark or skins. You can imagine using this to butcher an elephant, to cut the hide and remove the meat. The very earliest tools, like the stone chopper we were looking at in the last programme, would strike all of us as pretty rudimentary. They look like chipped cobbles, and they were made simply by taking one large piece of stone and striking it with another, chipping off a few bits to make at least one sharp cutting edge. But this hand axe is a very different matter.
Now, you can see here I've selected a piece of flint which is relatively long and thin. Not a great deal of work to thin it down. And what I do is I select a hard stone hammer, in this case a quartzite pebble about the size of a cricket ball, and I elect to hit it in one place. And this is where I start to nap. Now you can see why they call it cracking, can't you, eh? Now once I've taken one flake off, what I do then is I turn the flint over and I take a flake off the other side. And then I turn it back again. And pretty much by the time I've got all the way round, you can actually see that what I've done is made a very crude form of the final implement. It is rounded and it's got flaking on both sides, but crucially, it's got a cutting edge that goes all the way round.
Simply watching a practice napper at work shows just how many skills the maker of our hand axe must have possessed. Hand axes are not things you just knock off. They're the result of experience, of careful planning, and of skill learned and refined over a long period.